The 1128 Advent Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Missio Alliance.
Welcome to the 1128 Advent Podcast. We are honored that you have chosen to join us for this series entitled Desperate for Advent. The fourth week of Advent, Disruptive Love. I am the mother of three kids, but was only pregnant one Advent season in those pregnancies. And love was disruptive. I couldn't sleep through the night because my back ached all the time and I had to go to the bathroom every 2 hours. I couldn't tie my shoes because my belly was in the way. Love created the child growing in my body, and my love for the child were both rather disorderly in the way they played out in the everyday living out life in a body. When Mary joins Elizabeth to marvel together at the disrupting that God has done in both of their lives, Mary sings a song of all the ways that God's love will continue to disrupt, unsettle, and reorganize the world. Luke 1, beginning in 46. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in their thoughts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. Every single disruption listed in this song is physical. It has bodily consequences, some being thrown down and some being lifted up. Body disruption. Our practice today is a body prayer, an invitation to feel in our bodies the truth that love has disrupted everything. As we move into this contemplative time, you're invited to be in a space where you can move around as much as you're comfortable with. I would even recommend, if it's possible, being outdoors, maybe even barefoot. When you are ready, stand up straight in this space. Plant both of your feet firmly on the ground, hip width apart. Let your arms fall comfortably by your side. Draw your spine up straight and close your eyes. Imagine that roots can grow down from your heels and into the ground. Feel those roots draw love up into your body. Inhale, drawing love up into your body. And exhale, give love back to the ground. Inhale, draw love up into your body. Exhale, give love back to the ground. Place your hands over your heart tune your breath to match your heart rhythm. Imagine each beat of your heart moving blood as love itself throughout your body, bringing life. Place your hands on your gut. Feel how it expands and deflates with each breath. Imagine love breathing through you. Bend forward at the waist as far as it's comfortable for you. Let your arms hang down loosely. Gently sway your torso side to side from your waist and let your arms softly move along. Feel the flexibility of your spine as love moving with you. Slowly roll your torso up and spread your arms as high and wide as you can manage. Step your feet wider. Take up as much space as you can. Feel love's bigness as your chest expands. Come back to a more natural stance, feet about hip width apart and your arms loose at your sides. Open your eyes if you haven't already. Name three things that you see around you. Name them as love and with love. Name three things you hear around you. Name them as love and with love. Name three things you smell around you. Name them as love and with love. Name three things you can taste. Name them as love and with love. Name three things you can feel on your skin right now. Name them as love and with love. Inhale, drawing love up into your body. Exhale, give love back to the ground. Inhale, draw love up into your body. Exhale, give love back to the ground. May the disruptive love of God halt your scurrying this week to realize that everywhere you look is God's love in action.